7:34, time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Well, Shane Cramie joins us once again. The horse racing season is over with, but we're still going to talk horses. And we're talking about having a meeting with a band. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's how it's going to conclude, is we're going to have a band. Every good meeting should wind up with a band.
You think?
That's my thoughts, anyway.
You talk to Mayor Hansen about that.
We could probably get something worked out.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what we have coming up here.
Hey, we're going to have the South Dakota Horsemen's meetings. They're going to take place at the Youth Center in Fort Pierre. This is going to happen on December 2nd. We're going to kick the meetings off with the South Dakota Thoroughbred Association. We'll meet about 1 o'clock, get that going. It'll be kind of a rolling schedule. And then we'll head into the South Dakota Quarter Horse Racing Association meetings. And these are rules, discussions, and everything within the meetings. And then we'll roll right into the South Dakota Horsemen's Association, which is a combination of the two other associations. Then you'll become a member of the Horsemen's. So you can pay your dues and become a member. And I would encourage anyone to attend these meetings, anybody that's interested in supporting South Dakota horse racing. We'll discuss the challenges that are facing the in-state industry, as well as maybe finding some possible solutions to those challenges. You know, we will have a light meal afterwards. After these meetings, about 5 o'clock, we're going to have food available. So stop on by, get yourself some good piece of pizza or barbecue, or I think we're going to have some other relish trays and whatever else. So
leftovers from Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't think there's going to be any of them. Well, see, it's a week away. There won't be any leftovers.
I don't know. You didn't eat at my house. There's going to be leftovers in a week.
And then their cash bar at 5 o'clock will be available. So you can get your refreshments in. And then KC Hughes and the Wayward Travelers are going to fire up about 7 o'clock after those meetings. And we are going to have a silent auction. The silent auction will begin at 6 o'clock. And I would encourage anyone that's able to, if you're going to attend the entertainment portion, maybe bring something for the silent auction and put it on the table and get it listed. And you know, because all those proceeds will go to the Horsemen's Association and try to support their cause to save South Dakota horse racing.
That's right. This is the last place.
This is the last place where live racing occurs in South Dakota's in Fort Pierre. And unfortunately, we're down to 2 days. We'd say we had a heck of a good race meet this last fall there in October. Well attended, some great racing. You know, just couldn't
weather.
Have been. We had been very fortunate the last 3 or 4 years to encounter great weather at that racing weekend, and couldn't have worked out much better.
Yeah, and this is to keep racing here.
It is, and this is the Horsemen's Association. This isn't Fort Pierre horse racing specifically. This was the organization that represented the entire racing industry in South Dakota when we raced in Aberdeen for 7 days and Fort Pierre for 8 days, and in other places. And so, yeah, we're kind of consolidated down to this one race meet, but we're all trying to find our solutions to those challenges and move forward and maybe resurrect South Dakota horse racing.
That'd be great. Maybe get it into more towns.
We could get it into more towns. We could have more days in Fort Pierre, and maybe the possibilities are endless if you could just find those solutions.
All right. And again, this is coming up when?
This will be December 2nd. We'll begin those meetings at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock Central Time, and then we'll roll through a rolling schedule till about 5, and then the food and entertainment afterwards.
Okay, so the horse racing schedule, when's the next year, obviously?
Year, as we looked at the calendar, I believe the dates are October 5th and 6th for 2024, and those are the dates that we're looking at to host Fort Pierre horse racing once again. Mm-hmm. So it'll look like the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But I just need you to guarantee me that good weather again.
I'll do what I can.
You get it on the books now.
I'll do what I can. Let's go over meeting times and stuff like that to tell people where to be.
Meeting times begin at 1 o'clock with the Thoroughbreds, then rolling schedule into the Quarter Horse Racing Association, then out of the Horsemen's. Say we'll probably wrap those up about 5 o'clock. So just encourage anybody to attend. You can pay your membership and become a member, become a voting member for $40. And just help try to find these solutions.
All right. If anybody has any questions,
they can give me a call, 605-280-0213. You can go to our Facebook page at Fort Pierre Horse Racing.
Or be at the tree lighting tonight.
You'll be at the tree lighting tonight. We can discuss it there. Yeah. You're going to be there with the cruiser, are you?
Yep.
That'll be nice. Looks like the weather's going to be good. We'll get that tree lit up. We're going to have some soup and chili cook-off. I believe that begins at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in and get your belly full of warm soup and chili, and then go take a wagon ride. I think there's 3 or 4 wagons lined up, and cruise around Fort Pier, light up the tree, sing some Christmas carols, and just enjoy the season.
Make it feel like Christmas.
It is. It's coming right up.
It
feels like Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. We're rolling right into the next season.
It is, and we are. And so, okay, Shane, thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Hey, I appreciate it.
And, of course, this is all for a great cause to keep horse racing.
And there's a lot of great causes around, and I know there's a lot of fundraisers, and I just would encourage everyone to kind of support those causes as well as – because it is the season to give.
All right, let's do it, and show up for the meeting and for the tree lighting.
And some good food and entertainment.
And entertainment. So anyway, so we have all of that going on, and that has been People in the Neighborhood. Thanks to Shane for coming in this morning. 7:40, and it's People in the Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and by May Adam.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with